KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The highest number of rapes were reported in Inanda and Umlazi in the last 3 months of 2024.
KwaZulu-Natal is Inanda with an increase of 28, Umlazi with an increase of 15, Lusikisiki in the Eastern Cape with an increase of 6.
The SAPS released the crime statistics for the period between October and December. Nearly 15,000 rape cases were reported in the country. Major General Tulare Sekhukhune says while the figure is down 3.3%, three provinces saw an increase in reported cases.
Provinces that had recorded increases was KwaZulu-Natal with the highest increase in terms of the rape of 143. The second highest was Mpumalanga with 10 counts more, and the Free State at number 3 with 3 counts more.
Police Minister Senzo Mqulu says the numbers serve as a reminder to intensify efforts to end gender-based violence. 5 municipal workers have been suspended by eThekwini for allegedly misusing city resources. They were apparently caught using a municipal truck to lay asphalt tar at a house in Verulam. They were seen at the property on Jabu Ndlovu Drive and reported to the city's Integrity and Investigations Unit. The municipality's Gugu Sisilana.
Supervisor driver was arrested while the other 4 men fled the crime scene. The driver has appeared at the Verulam Magistrate Court and was granted bail.
In November, 6 employees were suspended and arrested for stealing asphalt in Inanda. It's International Mother Language Day. It was established by UNESCO in 1999 to stress the importance of language in education, cultural preservation, and social inclusion. Experts say with nearly 40% of languages endangered, efforts to protect indigenous and minority languages are crucial. UNISA's Mpho Munareng says the theme calls for inclusivity in education and digital spaces.
There's a sense of pride in the job that we've done in inculcating multilingualism across the country. We're really proud of the people that expresses their stance and position towards their mother tongue. We then need to go back to our mother languages, indigenous languages, and give them the power and cachet to operate in this space so that we reverse what has been done with regard to colonialism through language.
And Spain's football captain, Irene Paredes, has questioned the decision to acquit Luis Rubiales on coercion charges. The former Spanish football chief has been found guilty of kissing forward Jenny Hermoso without consent at the 2023 Women's World Cup final. He was fined more than 180,000 rand. He's appealing the court ruling. Paredes has given her reaction to the outcome of the case.
I think the conviction for sexual assault is correct. What I find striking or strange is that there is no conviction for coercion. Apart from that, I can't tell you much more.
Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 31.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Afghanistan are chasing a target of 316 against the Proteas in their first Champions Trophy clash. There'll be no South African derby in the CAF Champions League quarterfinals in April. And Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca is targeting a top 4 finish in the English Premier League this season.